Hey everyone, welcome back to Inspire You Media Podcast. I'm your host, Capricia, and today I want to go over some takeaways that I got from my interview with Linda Brand. If you haven't checked it out, it's my first podcast episode that I launched, and Linda talks about suffering a debilitating illness, and now she is thriving in her health and her life. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, please go and check that out. Because what I'm speaking about today is going to refer to my interview with her. And she was very gracious at sharing her life and her time. And so I wanted to just go over a few things that I got from that interview. One of the first things I want to speak about is... One of the first things I want to speak about is the way Linda... You know, she knew that she had health issues, but she worked to overcome those and to not be defined by those. And sometimes the labels that people place on us, society, family, well-meaning doctors, whoever it is, sometimes we get labels placed on us. And we get stuck in identifying with those things, with those labels. And Linda did not. She chose not to be defined by those labels. And what I mean is sometimes when you go through challenges in your life, like personally for myself, I am a domestic abuse survivor. I grew up in a home that experienced domestic violence, and also I experienced it in a marriage for myself. And when I say domestic abuse survivor, you know, that in itself holds a lot of weight. I went through that time in my life and I was afraid to speak out and say what was going on with me. And I felt so much shame and guilt, but it wasn't till I decided to own my power over what happened to me that I experienced by speaking out that experienced greater freedom and healing. And I went through that in my life, but that does not define who I am today. And so I believe that's what Linda was trying to say, that with that illness, that's what they told her that she had, but she decided to not be stuck in a label that was placed on her. I also wanted to talk about taking risks, and Linda shared the story about how she moved from Michigan to Florida and how that came about to being at a conference with some women, and everything just aligned for her to be there. And she knew that in her core of her being that she was supposed to be here in Florida. When she went back home, she had to, you know, decide and make some choices on how that was going to happen. So she sold her home and she ended up moving all the way here. But in that, she didn't allow the fear of the unknowns of, you know, trying to find a place, what kind of place is she going to land in? How is everything going to work out? She wasn't defined by the outcome. She didn't let the outcome or define her choices. She decided to take action, step out in faith, and follow after what she knew in her soul that she needed to do. And now she is here and she's thriving and she is impacting so many people around her. She helps out in the community. She blesses people with her podcast. So she decided to take those risks. And I believe that brings me to a few other key things that will tie all of this together. And that involves gratitude and your mindset. Your mindset, how you think about things, how you see things is everything. You can be a person that chooses to see the glass half empty, like everything's always going wrong for me, nothing's going right, I never have this, I never had that. Or you can choose to be grateful and say, you know what, this situation, this circumstance, this place that I'm in right now, it's not forever, it's not where I'm going to be. So Even though it's hard and it's challenging, I choose to be grateful. I choose to be thankful because there's lessons that I'm learning in these hardships, in these trials that are going to help me get to where I need to be. And then I will be able to help other people by the things I've walked through. But having gratitude, even for the hard times, just finding things to be thankful for. Well, you may not have enough money, but thank God you have a roof over your head. You have food in your belly. You have clothes on your back. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. A lot of people do not have that. A lot of people don't have homes. A lot of people will struggle with food insecurity. And thank God there's resources out there that we can tap into to help us in these times of need in the communities through the community churches or shelters or programs that help in that way. I am so grateful for that. I've had to utilize those things myself. So just finding the good in everything. When you focus on the good, more good comes to you. And that is the truth. What you focus on expands. You focus on good, you will find good. When we're grateful for more, when we're grateful for what we have, we receive more. You receive more. You want more love? Give love. You want peace? You work on peace in yourself, in your heart, and you give that peace out all around you. And so the last thing I want to say that Linda spoke about is we get to decide who we are every single day. We get to decide how we show up in this life, in this world. Every day that we get is a blessing because we could be not here on this earth anymore. And so so many people leave this life with not having the opportunity to really live and tap into those giftings, those calls, those dreams that was placed inside of them. And so today we need to get to decide who we are. Every single day that you get up, you can choose to be happy. You can choose to be optimistic. You could choose to be grateful, thankful, or you can choose the downside of those things and make life harder for you. You are the creator of your life. You get to co-create with the creator of the universe. You get to decide how you show up. So with all that, I just want to say, I hope you gained some nuggets from my interview with Linda. I hope that something resonated with you. If it did, please drop a comment and let me know what resonated with you. I would be more than happy to. I'll be so grateful if you do that. That would bless me so much. So next week, I'll have a new guest coming on. So please like, share, comment, subscribe. So that way we know that this message is getting out to you and that way it can spread to others. And until next time, I hope you have a beautifully blessed day. Thank you.